Hey everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online, expressvpn.com/charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself, expressvpn.com/charlie. Hey everybody, where did the Wuhan flu, the China virus, come from? We dive into the facts of the origin of the Chinese coronavirus and ask the question, why does it matter? Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Also, why are our leaders so confident in their corruption? What is the least corrupt country in the world? We dive into that and so much more. If you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Sally from Illinois for supporting us. Thank you. I want to thank Carl from Rhode Island for supporting us. I want to thank Alexandria for being a monthly supporter at charliekirk.com/support. Paul from Hawaii, thank you. Vonice from Scottsdale, Arizona, thank you. Marcy from Utah, thank you. I want to thank Dudley from Hawaii again. Wow, thank you. And Patricia from Spokane, monthly supporter. When you guys support us at charliekirk.com/support, you get behind our mission to bring truth to millions of people. If you want to be part of that, it's charliekirk.com/support. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Last year at Turning Point USA, we did a video where we went into detail about the origins of the Chinese coronavirus. It was very obvious to us, and Benny Johnson did a great job for us and our entire productions team, that the virus did not come from some sort of wet market. It didn't come from Chinese eating bats, which is something that they do. No, it was very obvious that it came from the Wuhan University of Technology or the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We know that Wuhan was the jumping off point for the virus. We know that it was very contagious. We know that it was almost designed for human beings. And yet, our activist press seems completely uninterested in investigating the origins of the virus that uprooted all of civilization, that killed hundreds of thousands of people, that forced us to go into temporary economic recession, create $8 trillion out of thin air, massively erode the purchasing power of the dollar. We're just supposed to not care about where the virus came from. And I think the question of where it comes from is more than just a human interest story. And by the way, if any journalist took this seriously, if any person in the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal took this seriously, this would be considered groundbreaking journalism. But because it does not accomplish any sort of political objective, the activist media has completely laid off of this story. Any sort of reporter at the New York Times or the Washington Post or Wall Street Journal, if you are interested at all, and the Wall Street Journal has done some work into this, in becoming well-known and building a career, which is what journalists, I think, care about, but I don't think anymore, at least they used to. Now it seems that they're more interested in reinforcing the narrative than actually trying to expose truth or try to break stories that currently aren't being covered. This is the story for you to cover. And I was really struck as I was reading about this over the weekend and I was spending a couple hours diving into this when Dr. Anthony Fauci said he's not convinced that the virus developed naturally. Let's go to cut four. You hear it for yourself. Play cut four.
So I wanted to ask, are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, I'm not convinced about that. I think that we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we find out, to the best of our ability, exactly what happened.
Gaslighting. Dr. Anthony Fauci has known where this has come from quite some time. That sounded like a setup question. It sounded as if Dr. Fauci wanted that to get out there so he can move the frame of the debate ever so slightly, that a couple months from now, Dr. Fauci will come out and say, of course, we've always known as manufacturer. What's wrong with you? And that's the way that debate happens now, is you almost have to go back to the newspapers that existed a year ago and say, no, hold on a second. This was not just a little bit debated. This was – those of us that said this came from a lab were called conspiracy theorists. And so did you know the United States actually heavily funded the Wuhan Institute of Technology? The original grant money of our taxpayer dollars was provided to EcoHealth, $3.7 million, $76,000 of which was slated for the Wuhan Institute. This funding was approved with the backing of the NIH and Allergy and Infectious Diseases, the agency that Dr. Anthony Fauci was leading. The contract was conveniently canceled in April of last year. Oh, why? I wonder what was happening in April of last year. Dr. Fauci has a lot to answer for. Why was the United States funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology? Why was the United States funding potential gain of research, which basically means you have to create a virus so bad to eventually be able to develop a vaccine around it? Why was the United States involved in that? Do you know that zero Democrats have signed on into the investigation of the origins of the Chinese coronavirus? That just goes to show that whatever we're going to find, the more we look into this, it is not going to make the Democrats politically more comfortable. It just goes to show that the more information we're going to find around this issue, the more likely our original suspicions are going to be confirmed. Now, there is no transparency in any of this. The media doesn't care. Our government, it seems as if, is trying to cover this up. And we know this did not come from a bat or a wet market. The more we've looked into this, and those by we, I mean just House Republicans or people that are even slightly interested in the truth, a test of 80,000 animals in the greater Wuhan area found that none of them had any traces of COVID-19 or the Chinese coronavirus, meaning that there were no animals in the general area that were carriers of the species jump that would have been necessary for the original narrative to be true. In fact, this almost feels like it acted like it was designed simply and solely for human beings, as if this was built in a laboratory, released intentionally or not, I don't know. Remains to be seen. But it seems as if this was manufactured. MIT identified work by Shi Zeling, a top scientist in the Wuhan lab, I'm reading from the New York Post, as an example of, quote, gain of function research, a method of developing vaccines by first making a virus more potent and tailored to attack human cells. She told Scientific American, quote, China in general has history of research leaks resulting in infections. And the State Department issued warnings about these specific experiments and the lack of trained personnel as early as 2017, what we were funding. And the Chinese media were discussing improper waste disposal at the Wuhan Institute and employees selling lab animals on the black market before the outbreak. Did you know that cell phone use in the Wuhan Institute of Virology stopped for 3 weeks in October, suggesting that there was a work halt and perhaps for evacuation or decontamination in October of 2019? Did you know that three Wuhan lab researchers were hospitalized in November of 2019? Three researchers at the Chinese lab that has been scrutinized as the possible origin of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic went to the hospital due to an illness in 2019. The money that NIH received, according to Senator Tom Cotton, went to an American organization which turned around and gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to these Wuhan labs to investigate coronaviruses and, yes, to find ways to make them more contagious and more dangerous. This is the biggest story of the last 40 years. Never before has human life been so disrupted. I'm talking about just the flow of your daily schedule, how your children are educated, how our economy moves, walking around with a cloth mask, suicide rates increasing, drug usage increasing, alcoholism increasing, the way that we interact, communicate, the introduction of new language of newspeak, social distancing, stop the spread. This is the most important story, and yet our leaders are worried about whether or not you're wearing two masks when you shower. How the people in charge are so uninterested in this shows that there's something deeper at play here.
The school year is ending, and families are making plans to send their kids to summer camp. But kids with a mom or dad in prison are often forgotten and overlooked. That's where Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree Camps come in. Hi, this is Charlie Kirk, and I'm partnering again this year with Prison Fellowship to send 163 kids to camp this summer. Their lives will never be the same, and neither will yours when you help send a kid to camp. A one-time donation of $200 provides a scholarship to send a kid to an Angel Tree summer camp where they can build a relationship with a caring camp counselor, hear the gospel, and experience the love of God in the great outdoors. If you have fond memories of a summer camp experience, you can help make a child have some of those best memories one can have. $200 sends one child to camp. Your donation of any amount will help. Call 888-206-2802. That's 888-206-2802. Or go to charliekirk.com to make your donation today. Help a kid go to summer camp, charliekirk.com.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the man who took down the Soviet Union without a gun, not a weapon, not a missile, but with his pen. The Gulag Archipelago is one of the most powerful pieces of literature ever written. If every single child in America, or young person in America, was made aware of the Gulag Archipelago and read Solzhenitsyn and read it correctly, instead of Nicole Hannah-Jones and Ta-Nehisi Coates and Robin DiAngelo, the world would be a much better place. I believe that a steady diet of C.S. Lewis and Thomas Sowell and Alexander Solzhenitsyn and Russell Kirk would do our generation a lot of good instead of the smear merchants that are currently selling books to your children to teach them to hate themselves and hate the country. Alexander Solzhenitsyn had a famous quote. I think it pertains to the Wuhan laboratory leak perfectly. We know they are lying. They know they are lying. They know that we know they are lying. And we know that we know they are lying. And they still continue to lie. Alexander Solzhenitsyn. I remember a story back in January of 2020, right as the Chinese coronavirus started to spread. As soon as we started to hear reports of China acting in a very strange way. Lockdowns, masks. And do you notice how the Western media didn't take it very seriously at first? How China sent people all around the world, despite the fact that they knew this was a very contagious virus and they saw how it was changing their behavior. Well, as soon as that was happening on January 28, 2020, Dr. Charles Lieber was indicted by the United States Department of Justice. Why and who was he? Well, do you know that he worked as a strategic scientist for the Wuhan University of Technology? Now, this is a story that has not been covered at all. And I might write an op-ed about this because I just remembered this and I dug it up. Do you know that he received $15 million from our government and was also working at the Wuhan University of Technology? In addition, he was also paid $50,000 a month by the Chinese government for being a biological specialist. Now, I can believe in coincidences up to a point, but you're supposed to tell me that the man that was earning $50,000 a month from the Wuhan University Technology that got $15 million from our government from Harvard at the top level of biochemistry was indicted the moment that all of a sudden the virus started raging across the world? Oh, we're just supposed to believe that's a coincidence. You see, if you read his indictment, he was interviewed by federal investigators back in April 24th, 2018. So we're supposed to believe that they just sat on the information of him lying to investigators? Maybe. Or maybe this was an attempt to silence a man who knows exactly what was happening in the Wuhan University of Technology. You see, a friend of mine, I was having dinner up in Montana over the weekend. He made a very good point. He said, Charlie, the United States was just as involved in the Wuhan laboratory as the Chinese Communist Party was. And that is an unfortunate truth. We call this the China virus, and we should, because the Chinese Communist Party lied about it. It probably was developed in a laboratory. Whether it was leaked intentionally or not remains to be seen. They sent their citizens all across the world. But what is hard for us to admit is that our government was probably intimately aware of what was happening in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, gain-of-function research, the development of vaccines, and all roads lead back to this man who is now indicted, Dr. Charles Lieber and Dr. Anthony Fauci. You want someone to do what you want them to do? Indict them. All of a sudden, they will become very obedient. You want to make sure someone doesn't leak information to the press? Keep them in a framework that they might go to jail sometime very soon. Dr. Charles Lieber received $1 million Chinese yuan and awarded him more than $1.5 million to establish a research lab, the Wuhan Institute of Technology. Well, if I was Senate Republicans or House Republicans, as soon as you take back a chamber of power, I would subpoena Dr. Charles Lieber immediately in front of Congress and ask him some questions. Well, since you were paid over $158,000 and $50,000 a month by the Chinese government, and you had a working office in the Wuhan Institute of Technology, what were you working on? Do you believe this leak was natural? Those are questions that are critical to finding out where this virus came from, because we know they're lying to us. And we know they're lying to us either because they're bought and paid for by China, or that they want this virus to continue and the lockdowns to continue to execute a totalitarian power grab over our people.
Ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money? Well, by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, and then by selling your valuable data. But you don't have to give big tech website access to your data. That's why I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. When I use ExpressVPN, I'm anonymized anytime I go online. And your presence will be hidden, including your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's even more is ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app couldn't be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone and computer and you're protected. Take back your online privacy with the VPN that I trust at expressvpn.com/Kirk. By visiting my link, you'll get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Kirk, expressvpn.com/Kirk.
Why are Democrats so afraid of talking about the origins of the Chinese coronavirus? Well, partially because they know that once the truth comes out, every single one of the charlatans that they have partnered with have either defended or received money or helped steer money towards the source of the outbreak. You see, all of this is centered around a defense of one man, and the Democrats have made a political bet that you are stupid. The Democrats' political bet is that you don't care that China, working with the top levels of health officials in the United States, have any sort of concern about where this epidemiological Pearl Harbor originated from. They just think that as long as you receive stimulus checks or assistance from the government, that you don't care what your leaders do. And this transitions actually nicely to something that I've been wanting to talk about. And it also happened this last weekend. You probably saw it. One of the worst governors in America, and she will get away with this. Let me just be purely cynical. She will get away with this because people largely don't care. I'm going to tell you why they don't care. It's because pleasure supersedes virtue in our society. We don't demand virtue out of our leaders. We just want them to give us pleasure. Give me food that tastes good, wine that will get me drunk, and enough cash so that I can get a dopamine rush. because we have a misunderstanding of what liberty is. Liberty is not doing things that make you feel good. Liberty should be the pursuit of virtue. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was found this weekend, was photographed, for going to a local restaurant with a large group of people without a mask on. She said, "Yesterday I went with friends to a local restaurant. As more people arrived, the tables were pushed together. Because we were all back vaccinated, we didn't stop to think about it. In retrospect, I should have thought about it. I am a human. I made a mistake. I apologize." Of course, she also went down to Florida during the lockdowns to go vacation and enjoy the sun while her citizens remained masked up and locked up. And so this kind of recurring trend, and we call these people hypocrites, but I think that's a really sloppy word. That's an easy word, and it's partially true. It's not untrue. It's just we all know about Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey, who enforced some of the strictest lockdowns, but that didn't stop him from eating at a restaurant with his family. Or how about Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania, after he called business owners cowardly for wanting to end strict lockdowns? He went to a non-socially distanced BLM Incorporated rally in Harrisburg. You all remember the people that were celebrating Joe Biden's win as a mosh pit in the street. Or how about Nancy Pelosi, where she went to Chinatown and said that all of the people that said this came from virus were being xenophobic and fear-mongering. And then, of course, she goes in and breaks her own lockdown measures, going maskless to go get her hair done. Or Dianne Feinstein, who urged the FAA to make all employees wear masks in airports. And yet she was found walking the streets without the halls of Congress without a mask. Or how about Lori Lightfoot, who, of course, she wanted everyone to cancel their traditional Thanksgiving plans. But she was seen not wearing a mask in a megaphone and then vacationing in Maine because she needed some personal time. How about J.B. Pritzker, who went to Lake Geneva, the governor of Illinois, in the midst of all the lockdowns? And hello to all of our friends on AM 560 The Answer. Or how about Senator Chuck Schumer of New York? Constantly berated people wear masks, but he removed his own to celebrate with a non-socially distanced crowd of Biden supporters in New York City. Or Chris Cuomo, despite his brother Andrew Cuomo, who's embattled, but he'll survive because the media is keeping no pressure on him, saying that if you don't wear a mask, it could literally kill somebody. He walked the streets, no mask on, no social distance. Governor Gavin Newsom, one of the most famous, found himself in French Laundry after reportedly racking up a $15,000 alcohol tab. That's some expensive wine for only 11 people. Have you guys spent $15,000 on wine in one sitting? And of course, he was there without a mask, no social distancing. How about Dr. Anthony Fauci, saying that everyone must wear a mask, and then he was found maskless at a baseball game, the Washington Nationals baseball game. And Governor Andrew Cuomo, who wrote a book about the Chinese coronavirus, about his leadership in that moment. And then, of course, he was found walking the streets of New York without a mask on. So what does that all teach us as we look at Governor Whitmer, who's under fire right now? She'll get through this, of course, because in reality, the people don't really care anymore what their leaders do. They have such a low confidence in their leaders. They just want stuff from their leaders, not virtue. Well, first of all, they believe that you are a subject, not a citizen. Citizen means co-ruler. The easy way to describe this is they believe that they are above you. That's partially true. But quite honestly, they're so uninterested in you. They really don't they don't think about you at all. They think about their own existence and their own feudal society that they have built. Number two is they actually don't think there'll ever be a political consequence. Gretchen Whitmer does not think she can be beat at the ballot box. All she has to do is call the other side racist. Not to mention, do you remember her husband who went to either the lake or the ocean and said, "Don't you know who I am?" Doesn't matter that boating is illegal. My wife is the governor of Michigan. It also goes to show that they don't even believe their own nonsense when it comes to the virus. It also goes to show that they don't even believe that the virus is nearly as threatening as they say it is. And they look at it as a crisis that can present a wonderful opportunity to remake America in their own leftist image. And finally, this is a fire alarm for our republic. The Founding Fathers wrote about this extensively in the Federalist Papers. They said that when leaders are able to live with outside of the laws that they pass, you will be entering a period of despotism, of authoritarianism or totalitarianism, that our government is built primarily under the belief that when one of your leaders passes a law, they must equally be affected by that law, that you cannot carve out an exemption of Obamacare as a member of Congress like they did. You cannot carve out saying that a member of Congress is allowed to pay a different tax rate than you are. It's not allowed, even though they find ways to do that. This is why we were supposed to get rid of congressional insider trading, even though Nancy Pelosi and her husband they're able to own $1 million in Tesla stock despite pushing green energy type initiatives. So this is something that we should take very seriously as this separation continues between you and the leaders, and there is no political... What are you supposed to do? Vote them out? Good luck. These have become one-party states. You think you're going to vote out Gretchen Whitmer? Maybe. Maybe there will be a reaction to this. And some of my friends that I've consulted about this, they say half the country are just ignorant sheep. Which goes to a deeper philosophical question, which is, do people want to be ruled comfortably or live freely dangerously? And I think we've grown to learn that most of the country wants to be ruled comfortably. They're so cynical about their leaders. When you ask them, they say, hey, do you think leaders are corrupt? Of course they do. But I still might vote for them because they'll give me what I want. They'll give me a stimulus check. I don't care if they're corrupt as long as I get mine. Liberty starts to erode quickly as soon as people can vote their own benefits. And these rulers know that they do not have to act ethically to get your vote. They simply have to dole out certain benefits like frisbees to you. You get a stimulus check. You get loan forgiveness. Instead of being very clear about putting forth a set of public policy measures that build things that are eternal and that matter, we say that our leaders think they're above the law, and that's true, but they're just kind of, they have no concern for the law. For example, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm for Joe Biden has sat on the board of Proterra. She owns $5 million in stock options in that company. So you have the person who's in charge of the Energy Department of the United States government who has $5 million in stock options in an electric car vehicle startup. Has anyone said that's even remotely corrupt? Now, I think one of the issues with the conservative movement is our hyperfixation on economic freedom. Now, I love economic freedom. I love private property rights. I think private property and freedom are directly tied together. But do you know what's even more important than economic freedom for the well-being of a nation? Public corruption. You're only truly free when your leaders are not completely and totally purchased, when your leaders are acting ethically. The countries that are the most desirable to live in now in the world are the ones that are the least corrupt, the ones that pursue virtue and not momentary pleasure. Look, for many of you that watch our live stream or our radio show, listen to our radio show, you know I talk about Relief Factor a lot.
And look, truth is, I know millions of people are in some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older, that can do it. That's why I'm so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely seen this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their number of total happy customers in the next year, and I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, or even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted, only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain. So go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. The Talbots are amazing people. Check it out, ReliefFactor.com. Our rulers seem more corrupt than ever. That might be true. But it's also because we, the people, do not demand ethical behavior from our leaders. Let me tell you about a president by the name of Warren G. Harding. Warren G. Harding, by all objective measurements, was a pretty good president by what he did. But Warren G. Harding found himself involved in a certain scandal known as the Teapot Dome scandal. The Teapot Dome scandal, somewhat complicated, set the entire country on fire because the American people in the 1920s could not possibly fathom the idea that their leaders would be involved in a deal of an oil reserve in Wyoming of something that would be set aside for possible potential personal use. It actually ended up being the scar that ended Warren G. Harding's presidency. Calvin Coolidge came after Warren G. Harding. There was a time when the American people, we demanded ethical behavior from our leaders. Not to say they always fulfilled that. There were plenty of bad presidents. Ulysses S. Grant was an awful president. Andrew Johnson was not a good president. Especially when you contrast that Abraham Lincoln. But the point being is that they at least were a little bit shy to hold their corruption. Now they show their corruption on cable television. Now they have Dr. Anthony Fauci be the top spokesperson as he has direct ties to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and Technology. Now we have our energy secretary who runs the energy policy while owning $5 million in electric car stock. So the thing that I look at is, who are the least corrupt countries in the world? Not the ones that are the most economically free. Economic freedom is important. Don't get me wrong. We are conservatives. We believe markets help human beings. We believe markets and private property, entrepreneurship, and risk-taking is the best way for human beings to improve their life and the life of people around them. But if you have a system that is so incredibly corrupt, any sort of economic freedom you have is a temporary mirage. It's a temporary, it's smokescreen. It'll go away. The least corrupt country in the world is New Zealand, followed by Denmark, then Finland and Switzerland. I wonder what those countries have in common. Really strict immigration and a commitment to what their nation actually is. That's interesting. I'm sure there's no correlation at all, of course. This is according to transparency.org, followed by Singapore, Sweden, Norway, Netherlands, Luxembourg, Germany, Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, Hong Kong, Austria, Belgium, Iceland, Estonia, Japan, Ireland, UAE, Uruguay. That's right. UAE is considered to be less corrupt than us. They don't have elections in the UAE, and they're still less corrupt than us. Uruguay, France, Bhutan, and then the United States of America. And we've fallen six positions. So if you want to fix the problems that exist in America, we have to go after public corruption because that is the thing that ties everything that I've talked to together. That is the tie that binds all of this together. Why is it that no one cares about the origins of the Chinese coronavirus? Well, it's because of corruption. Why is it that no one gets upset that Gretchen Whitmer or Tom Wolf say one thing and do another? We know that's corrupt. Why is it that Hunter Biden is allowed to continue to do what he does? It's because we have, as a nation, post-1990s, been so overly fixated on the excesses of individualism and allowed the republic, the nation, our home, to crumble around us. And every time there's been any form of societal decay,
We say, oh, that's not my problem. Give me mine. If conservatism is going to be relevant at all for the next couple decades, we must focus on how the ultimate destruction of a society comes when its leaders have no concern for its citizens, but for themselves, but even worse, when the citizens don't care what their leaders do. And the public corruption index at transparency.org should be a fire alarm for Western society, and that must be where we focus our attention. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And again, I encourage you to support us at charliekirk.com/support. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.